Well, welcome everyone. This is Lorraine Perry here from Relaunch Your Life, the founder of the Baby Boomer Business Owners Facebook group. And today on our 15 Minutes of Fame, I've got one of our members, Kizzy Inquacha. Welcome, Kizzy.
Wow, you said it. You said it perfectly, just like a native. Hi, Lorraine. How are you doing?
Good, good. I've been practicing.
you did excellent. Oh. You're going to be saying my name every single day now for the next month or so.
Yeah. So it's great to have you on the call, Kizzy, all the way. You're in London at the moment?
Well, I was up until a few months ago, but I'm now actually in France in a small suburb called the Limousin region of France. That's where I'm talking to you from.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Lovely.
It is.
And, yeah. So, yeah, now you and I sort of met virtually some time ago, and you're the editor of My Entrepreneurial Magazine.
That's right,
and,
yeah.
And many other things as well. So it's great to have you on the call, and I'd really like to know a bit more about your story and how you got to where you are today.
Wow, okay. It's one of those stories. That,
in one breath.
That was it. Wow, okay. How did I get here? You know, I constantly wake up in the morning and think to myself, how did this happen again? I'll try to be brief because I know that these things can sort of, you know, wind up for ages. But I used to be a journalist and decided I wanted to do something else. So I've kind of done some work in PR. A couple of years ago, I was working as an editor. I was working as an editor for a group of magazines in the UK. I was doing what everybody does. They commute to work. They spend maybe an hour and a half on the train on the underground, and then they go to somebody else's office, and they work on somebody else's business, and then they come home thinking, is this all my life is going to be? And I think a couple of years ago, I was just going to a place called London Bridge in London and on the tube, and I was thinking to myself, do you know what? I don't want to do this. I really don't want to go and work in somebody else's office and build their business and then earn a wage and then come back and have maybe 3 hours, you know, to myself and to my, you know, to talk to my wife and then back here again. What do I do? How do I get off this treadmill? And this thought persisted for all day until I got home, and I had one of these, you know, these epiphanies, one of these moments of eureka. I thought, I've got a great idea. I'm going to ask people. I want to find out what other people have done to get themselves off the corporate treadmill and do something meaningful with their lives. And so my idea was to produce a book. I'd never produced books before, but I thought, I know, I'll produce a book, and I'll ask for contributors to the book to tell me, how did you get off the, how did you escape your 9-to-5, basically, and do something amazing with your life? And I put a call out online saying, hey, I want to publish a book about escaping your 9-to-5. Would you like to contribute a chapter? I had 22 people from all over the world offering to write a chapter explaining what they did. And the strange thing is, as I was editing their chapters, I was taking notes at the same time, in a kind of multitasking. I was editing and taking, and by the time I'd finished editing all these chapters, I'd produced a book literally called How to Escape Your 9-to-5 and Do Something Amazing. I mean, and I said to my wife, I finished it, and I've got another great idea. And she said, oh God, what is it now? I said, look, I've read all these chapters, I've got all this advice, and the one thing that everybody has said, that everything they have in common is that they don't have mortgages. They try to find a way to be more economically free, and they try to focus on doing the things that they want to do. So let's sell the house. Let's sell the house and buy a property somewhere where it's cheaper to live, but it's a better quality of life, and let's get rid of the mortgage. And that's what we did. We sold the house in the UK. We used the equity from the property to buy a house in France. And we've renovated it, and I'm now kind of living in France and working in the UK and Australia and the United States.
Wow. And how old were you when that all came about?
Well, my media age, of course, my media age is 19, you see, because, I mean, if you're listening to this interview and you look at my photograph, I look so incredibly young. I look as though I'd go to work on a skateboard. But I was just over 40 when I had that thought, I want to do something else. And it took us a few years to get it together. And by the time I got to France, I was 50 years old.
Yeah. Now, that's a really interesting point you brought up there about being, it took a few years for it to get together. You know, as you know, I work with baby boomer business owners, so they're the ones over 50 who, you know, often tired, worn out and over it, and they want to make changes in their life. You know, you have to get started now, really, because things take time. I mean, you want to make some major changes and you want to look at whether you wind down or, you know, reinvent yourself, whatever the things are, things take time and you can't afford to be wasting time, can you?
Oh, Lorraine, tell me about it. And you hear these stories of these entrepreneurs who wake up with an idea and then, you know, 30 seconds later, they are multi-billionaires and they run empires of 5 million people. You think, well, how does that happen? When I started this idea of running my own business, I was so far behind, I thought I was first, really. I was so broke. You know, when you're so broke, you can't even afford to pay attention, let alone pay for anything else. You know, we've all been there. You know, somebody knocks on the door and says, Jesus saves. You say, well, not on my wages, he doesn't. I tell you, I was so broke. And I had no idea what I was doing. I was just trying to figure out, how do I make this work? And that's why I started my entrepreneur magazine. I needed to network. I needed to talk to other people. I needed to reach out to people who shared similar experiences to find out, how do you make this work? And my entrepreneur magazine just seemed like an obvious idea. So anybody who's listening to this interview, network, you know, don't give up. Find people just like you. Share experiences. Mm. You're not alone, believe me.
Well, you're not alone, and it's really important to get the help that you need and to, as you say, mix in with people and not just hide and vegetate behind the computer and hope to how you're going to meet these people. You know, it's not enough. You do need to get out there, don't you?
You do, absolutely. And I've got to tell you, if it hadn't been for my entrepreneur magazine, I mean, you know, literally, I was living in France. I thought, I've got to start really working for myself now. I don't want to work for anybody else. How do I do it? I know, I'll start a magazine for entrepreneurs and I'll provide a showcase for them, and hopefully, you know, they can then share their experiences with our readers and I can learn from them. And so I started this magazine, and this was just over, 2 years ago, and in the 2 years that we've been running my entrepreneur magazine, we have 73 contributors from all over the world. And I can reach out to all of them. I know all of them by their first names. And they're all managing directors and chief executives and CFOs. And I can ask them, hey, listen, what do I do about this? Or I've got a great idea. What do you think about that? And they'll come back to me. And that has been an invaluable source of inspiration for me.
And all you had to do was ask.
All you have to do, really. And that's the thing about being an entrepreneur. It's a crazy, you know, it doesn't make sense existence. I'd say to you, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, then you have to accept that you're not alone, you're not crazy, and that there are people just like you going through the same experience. A few weeks ago, I was going through the, you know, the beginning of year blues, thinking, oh Christ, I haven't got enough money to do this, I want to do that, what do I do? Oh, I've had enough, God. You wake up in the morning, you think, oh, I'm just ready, Jesus, take me, I'm ready, I don't want to do this. And I emailed one of the entrepreneur writers that I'd spoken to a few months ago, and I said, look, I'm banging my head against a brick wall, I need to brainstorm some ideas with you. And she emailed me back straight away saying, bingo, I've been going through exactly the same thing, and I'd love to talk to you. And we sort of spoke to each other the next day. And by the end of the call, we both felt 1,000 times better. It really does make a difference to talk to other people.
Yeah, and it makes really, exactly right. You are not alone. For some reason, we all feel that we're unique in the things that happen to us, the way we feel about things. It just goes to show there's nothing. Well, there could be. I was going to say there could be a few things wrong with you. Everyone's got shit, but you're not alone in your entrepreneurial journey. Everyone goes through different phases, and there are those good times and then there's those bad times. And the key thing is to hang in there and, go and talk to the right sort of people, get the help that you need, and don't try and work it all out by yourself.
And even those amazing success stories that we've all heard, you know, your Richard Bransons and your Steve Jobs and all these great entrepreneurs, I know that they've done amazing things. But if you look at their stories, if you find out about their backgrounds, you'll realize that they went through exactly the same things that you're going through, that I'm going through, that we're all going through. But the difference is they just kept on going. You know, they all went bankrupt. I think Richard Branson at some point was so broke he had to go back home and live with his parents. Steve Jobs, as you know, was fired from his own business and went through depression. Everybody goes through it. It's just amazing to realize that even the most successful entrepreneur has had moments when they just think, everything has just gone wrong, I've had enough, I don't want to do this anymore. And yet the difference is they just kept on going, and that's what we've got to do, just keep on going.
Keep on going. And well done to you for having the guts, you know, and that's real courage to pack up, sell off, and go off somewhere else at, you know, that stage of your life.
Because
they wouldn't do it.
I'm going to write this down. Lorraine said to Kizzy, well done you. I'm going to show this to my wife, okay, because you can imagine what it's like to be married to someone like me. Hey, Lorraine, guess what? I've got a great idea. And the first thing you're going to think is, oh, God, what is it now?
Oh, God, what's he up to now?
What is it now?
Yeah, don't need him anywhere near the money.
can you imagine? Seriously, I'd say to my wife, I'm suspicious of you. Why? How come you stuck around with me so long? Are you going to become a saint or something? Is that what you want? Is that what you're trying to, you know, it's amazing. No,
yeah.
She's been a real source of support for me as well, I've got to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. That's fantastic. So if you, 3 to 5 tips on, you know, obviously we could spend all day talking to you, Kizzy, because you got lots of great stuff. Let's just narrow it down to, say, 3 to 5 tips that you'd like to share, your words of wisdom from your, well, now your, what's your media age now, 50?
Oh, no, my media age is 22, you see, 22. Here's another tip for you. Moisturize your skin, okay? If you moisturize your skin, don't smoke, try not to drink and exercise as much as possible. You're going to look fantastic for a very long time, really. My media age is 22, but I've just gone and nudged over 50, and it feels weird because I swear I'm just as vibrant and as live as I was when I was 19, but hey, that's life for you.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, that's great. And Kizzy, if anyone would like to get in contact with you, and I'm sure a couple of people definitely would, what's the best way to make a connection with you?
If you need, it'd be great to hear from you, just to, you know, find out more about your experiences and what you're doing. The best way to get hold of me is probably through my Entrepreneur magazine, and the email address, I'm just going to say it without spelling it because it's 8 o'clock in the morning here in France, and to spell the word entrepreneur at 8 in the morning is just not feasible. So my address is editor@myentrepreneurmagazine.com. If you send an email to editor@myentrepreneurmagazine.com, I will get back to you within 12 hours or so.
Fantastic. So that's editor@myentrepreneurmagazine.com, and you promise to get back within 12 hours or so.
Also.
Just checking.
Yes.
It's been great to have you on the call, Kizzy. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And if you need to know more about, I'm sure you would like to know more about what Kizzy does, and perhaps even contribute some articles, contact Kizzy at editor@myentrepreneurmagazine.com. And this is Lorraine Pirahi from Relaunch Your Lives, transforming the lives of baby boomers who have lost their business mojo. Thank you, Kizzy.
Thank you.